Hey, it's Greg Grunberg from Heroes, and I know what you're thinking. Stardish Radio couldn't be better. It could be if I was on the show every single day. But yes, I, like you, love this show. You're listening, you're calling in, you're blogging in, you're on the computer. It's Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is Monday, October 26, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne. The number here is 347-945-5423. I have a great week of guests for you. Stopping by October 28th will be Eric Martinez, CEO of Paramount Entertainment, will be coming back for the second time to talk about his upcoming boxing match with rapper DMX. So make sure you check that out. It's such an odd pairing for a boxing match. DMX is like 6 foot tall and Eric is like 5 feet tall. So it's definitely going to be some sight to see. So he's going to come by and talk to us about that. Then on October 29th, TC Victoria Warner. She is most famous for being on All My Children back in the days of Kelsey Jefferson and Bobby Warner. She's going to be coming by to let us know what she's been up to since her departure from television. Then on November 2nd, 2009, Antonio Sabato Jr. and Yvonne Sabato, his beautiful mother, will be coming by to talk about the season finale of My Antonio, which just aired this past Sunday on VH1. So don't forget to check that out. Okay, well, you are all in for a special treat tonight. I have two guests tonight, double the pleasure of your Stardish experience. The first guest I have is no stranger to Stardish Radio. He's an amazing actor, inspirational motivator to anyone he speaks to, and I could not be more proud to call him my friend. And just to sweeten the pot a little bit, he's also quite gorgeous. So we're going to be bringing Kiko Ellsworth on the phone. Hello?
Hi, Kiko. It's not Kiko.
Oh, this is Natalie. Okay, well, look, he gave me the wrong numbers backwards. Okay, well, he's going to get your intro then. God, I hate when that happens.
That's okay.
Okay, well, you know what? We're just going to do Natalie's intro now because this is her and Kiko's not there yet. So we're going to do – now, okay, this is what I was going to say to him. You know the saying, you never go to somebody's house empty-handed, right? Well, Kiko didn't come empty-handed. He brought me and my listeners the most incredibly gorgeous, sexy brunette who is most famous for being a kick-ass bodyguard on the Emmy-nominated series VIP. She also plays the sexy assassin in the web series Pink. And she's also an amazing human being who stands up for causes such as domestic violence. So please welcome Natalie Ritano. Okay?
Wow.
Welcome,
amazing.
Darling.
Well,
I am so happy.
And so we can do that all over.
Anytime, you're always welcome. Oh, and listen, I'm going to have to repeat myself because now here's our friend, okay? So bear with me, people, because I got to get it right. Otherwise, it's just not me. My first guest is no stranger to Stardish Radio. He's an amazing actor, inspirational motivator to anyone he speaks to, and I could not be more proud to call him my friend. Just to sweeten the pot, he's also gorgeous, and we're welcoming back Kiko Ellsworth. Late, but here.
I love you.
Hi, CP.
I love you. Hey, Natalie. That's what you say. You love me back, Joanne.
I love you more than life itself. I was giving you a minute to say hello.
I know. I'm just messing with you. What's going on, Nat? So, yeah, it's good to hear from you.
It's on. I'm so excited.
You can tell everybody the story about what happened back and forth and how this finally came to be weeks later.
Well, actually, we just got on, and I gave your intro first, and I picked her up. So she got your intro, so I made her wait, and I went and did hers, and then I did yours again. You know how I am on my intros, Kiko. I can't just say, hey, pick up the phone and get on the phone. I got to do it right.
Yeah. I love it.
You know, I want Natalie to come back as many times as you have, so I got to show her the proper respect.
Nice. I wish I could have heard her intro. I'm going to have to get that. I'm going to have to listen to the show just after I hear her intro.
Oh, well, I'll give it to you again later on, but I'm just so happy she's here. Yeah, we did a little bit of back and forth. You know, I had a few blonde moments, so in the process of that, I dyed my hair red, hoping that it wouldn't happen again. You got it right.
I had nice. When I forgot, so my goodness, I'm so sorry. I'm going to apologize right now.
Oh, Natalie, you know what? So much stuff happens on live radio. It's just a whatever, you know?
Yeah, and then the last time it was Neef, and then, you know, we arranged the last one, and then I forgot to tell you, Joanne, that Natalie said cool and confirmed it, so I forgot to shoot you an email. So it's just down there, it was infectious. First Joanne, then Nat, then me, and that's like, we finally get our act together.
Okay, well, now we're all
dark
hair.
We got something important the world needs to hear. That's all I know, because sometimes
absolutely.
When things are hard to be, you know, come to make happen, that's like, they know that the world needs to hear it. So here we are.
That's right. We are. And you know what? Keep going. I'm going to start with Natalie since she's a newbie on the show. So, Natalie.
Please.
Talk to me, girl. Talk to me about your cause. I mean, just lay it all out there. This is completely uncensored radio. This is your format. You say what you want to say. Tell me what you want to know. Tell me what you want them to know.
Okay. I'm on the board of directors of a nonprofit called Safe Passage Home. And what Safe Passage is an organization that helps women after they've been through the program of a domestic abuse shelter. So what would happen is they go to the shelter, they get all the legalities out of the way, they've been there for, you know, over 3 months for sure, and then they come to us and we help them with their second chance. I head up the fitness department, and, you know, we help people with clothes. We help people with, you know, getting jobs, putting their own businesses together, kind of just getting that second chance that you thought you completely lost. So that's what Safe Passage does. I've been working with them since January, and it's been amazing.
How did you get involved with them to begin with?
What happened was it was January, and one of my girlfriends had a little dinner, and it was called Supper Girls. It's called Supper Girls. And we all got together, and, you know, we're like, we should do this once a month. And I was like, yo, you're going to do it at my house. I'm going to cook lasagna for everybody. And, you know, I live in Pasadena, so Rio Marina Del Rey, so all the girls are going to come there. Well, my girlfriend called me the next day. Her name's Sandra Prosper. She's the founder of our Supper Girls organization, which what we do every month is each girl has a Supper Girls. And whatever person is hosting it, they put money or items towards their particular charity. And what happened, so she called me, she goes, I think we should do like a charity for every single Supper Girls. And I was like, no, I don't think that's a good idea. You know, like everybody's broke now, you know, it's the economy. I don't want people feeling like they got to, you know, pay anything to come to my house or whatever. So then I got off the phone and my spirit was like, you better check yourself right now, girl. You're wrong. Call her back up. So I called her back up. I'm like, a total ICMM, which is I Change Our Mind. I said, I think that's a great idea. Let's do it. Mine's on February. I think I did mine either on February or March. And so I wrote emails out, and I called up Safe Passage. I don't know how I got the number. Somebody gave me this number somehow, some way. And I called it, and I said, I'm Natalie Ricciano. I'm an actress. I'm doing a dinner, and we're honoring your nonprofit. What do you guys need? I don't think we can really, you know, build up a lot of money, but what do your girls need? And she was like, business suits, computers, shoes, purses, you know, things that you need to go out on a job interview.
Right.
So that's how I got started. 50 people came to the house. Needless to say, I cooked 5 trays of lasagna, and, I mean, it was just like bananas. I filled up my whole entire car.
Oh, you're breaking up, Sweet Pea. Oh, we lost her, Kiko.
You still got me.
Of course I got you, and I'm so happy for that. She'll call back. You could tell the call dropped.
I remember she told me this story, but I'll let her finish it because I would just like botch it up myself. So, that would not be good at all.
let me ask you real quick while we're waiting for her to call back in. You have a new movie coming up, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
A new movie. Oh, here she is. Okay, I want to get into that with you, with Gregory Martin, the director.
Cool. Perfect.
Okay, I'll get him in. Okay, you there, Natalie?
I'm here. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead, honey. That's okay.
So anyway, that's how I got involved, and ever since then, I've had two or three big events through Barry's Boot Camp. I did a fundraiser teaching boot camp. All the proceeds went to Safe Passage Home, and that's how I got involved.
But you see, this is what I love. This is what they say. When things are meant to be, they're meant to be. You don't even remember how you got their number. And look at what it got you and all these women. You know, it got you involved in such a worthy cause. And it doesn't matter how you found the card or found the number. You know, it was meant to be.
Exactly. And now the girls take Barry's Boot Camp is a place that I teach boot camp at every day.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
everybody, they've been such a support. They're like family to me anyways. And they allow me to have anybody that goes through our Safe Passage program to take my classes for free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've got
fabulous.
Three girls going in there right now, and they're amazing.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. I mean, it's just amazing that you find yourself in this way. You're fortunate to be an actress, and you got a name for yourself, and you get to use that, you know, and help these women. Now, tell me a little bit about what you've seen working with these girls. I mean, as far as stories that you may have heard, what kind of prevention tips you might have, or signs for people to look out for.
Well, first and foremost, you know, we've got Kiko here helping us with self-defense classes, which has been
mm-hmm.
so amazing. He's on the Safe Passage team as well. I've heard some of the most horrible things. You know, on our Safe Passage team, we also have plastic surgeons, dentists. A lot of women get, you know, their teeth kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
I have one girl right now who she's just made, like, so amazing strides. Her husband put cigarettes out on her face.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? And now we have our Dr. Carmali and Dr. Fardad. They already have taken them and helped them with skin grafts and things like that. So things to look out for.
Yeah.
Well, that's really the hard part is when you find yourself in a very controlling relationship
mm-hmm.
and next thing you know, you know, your life's not your own anymore.
Right.
And there's a big confusion in it because you think that's love and it's not.
Right.
It's the furthest thing from love, but that's what the women get it mixed up with. And then, you know, it's one time you get hit. I mean, there's not a second time to ever be had.
Exactly.
Like when you think of somebody actually putting their hands on a man putting their hands on a woman like that.
Mm-hmm.
There, it's going to happen again.
Right.
You know, but the problem is with a lot of the women is that they don't have money.
Yeah.
They figure, I can't, you know, they've got kids, they can't
mm-hmm.
leave. And that's why it's so wonderful, some of these shelters that take the women in and, you know, then we can come in and help them. But they've got to stay away. One of the worst things in abusive relationships is that you continue to go back.
Exactly.
Like years of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just our biggest thing that Safe Passage brings to the table, as well as plastic surgeon, as well as our fitness department, as well as our self-defense, is that we bring God into the mix.
Because mm-hmm.
you can't get through this without God.
Right.
And learning to lean on that so you can build your spirit up, build your self-esteem back, build your confidence up to say, I don't need to live this life, and I'm going to figure out a way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the foundation of what Safe Passage. We're, we're about healing. We're not about men bashing either. We're
right.
about healing all together too, because if a man does that to a woman,
yes,
they're in so much pain.
Right.
They're in, you know, like we have our we have empathy for a man as well. And women abuse men too, believe it or not.
Oh, absolutely.
They do. Put them down, emasculate them. You know, we've got, and right now, it's a social epidemic that nobody's talking about.
Exactly.
So, you
Girl,
know,
I
the
can
economy
tell you
the
stories.
Way it is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. It's insane.
So could I.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and what I think people need to know, too, is that domestic violence knows no boundaries. I mean, right, and if I'm not, if I, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't we seeing it a lot earlier in relationships now with teenagers as well?
We're seeing it every day, and I say this, like, this is how I explain it. Domestic violence is not a nightmare starring Jason. It's your
mm-hmm.
pastors, it's your neighbors, it's your producers, it's kids, it's your football player, captain of the football team, you know,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have, like you said, there's no color, there's no race to it, nothing. It is what
mm-hmm.
it is. What it is, you know, a cycle of abuse coming from the top down.
Right.
Very low self-esteem.
Right.
A lot of pain going on. So,
right.
you know, it's anybody could be, nobody's exempt. And
exactly.
I don't really talk about this part about it, but I've been through that. Nobody hit me. Trust me, I'll stab somebody. But I was through, like, come on, I will kill you. But
mm-hmm.
I went through an emotionally abusive relationship that
mm-hmm.
nearly took me completely out. And I was like,
yeah.
oh, my God, this can happen to me, and I'm
yeah.
strong. It can
mm-hmm.
happen to anybody. And once I healed, And forgave, I was able to help.
Right, right. You see, I saw many, many family members go through a lot of that stuff, and I found, even with me, I mean, I'm a strong little New York chick. I never thought it would be with me because I saw a lot of my older female family members go through a lot of stuff, and I found myself with this guy, really liked him. And, you know, we were playing around, messing around turned to a punch in the thigh. And I was like, what? Like, are you kidding me? He's like, what? That didn't hurt? And then he punched me in the other thigh. And he
what?
Was considerably bigger than me. I mean, he was like a bodybuilder type guy. And I was like, all right, I'm out. And I was gone. And, you know, he chased after me or whatever. But you know what? No, I'll come back with a bat and split you. You know, if you're too big for me, you know, you're not going to put your hands on me. But it happened that one time, and that was the last time it ever happened, you know. So you never know who's just going to come out of the side of their neck and smack you or try and smack you or do something. So it's there.
And I hope all of you women that are listening to this, because you know who you are taking serious consideration what Natalie and Joanne are saying on the take, that their opinion on, you know, leaving and not making any exceptions to the fact that if someone puts their hands on you, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter who it is, it's not something that you accept. You make up your mind now. If you haven't made up your mind yet, you make up your mind now that this, I will not accept this. It's just no. It doesn't matter if you don't know how that's going to happen or how it's going to be accomplished or, oh, I can't defend myself. It doesn't matter because your word, you know, your words will create your reality. So, you know, you take some time to think about what you're listening to right now and consider you deserve to have that security. Everyone in this world does. Man, woman, girl, boys, it doesn't matter. Animals, everyone, you know, deserves to have their personal safety. So it's something that, you know, at one point or another, you need to take into consideration and slow down and think, hey, okay, I'm either going to accept this or I'm not. And at some point in time, you will eventually get to, no, this is not going to happen to me. And hopefully it'll be sooner as opposed to later. Because the sooner it happens, the more that it can be a domino effect, because people will learn from you this female is watching you as well, and as soon as you say no, trust me, someone else will say no around you that you will inspire to say no as well. And then that's what we want. We want the chain reaction. So really know that you not only can, I don't want to say make a difference, but you can be the start of that domino that just makes the rest of them topple to say no. You know, we have no idea how much we affect people. And I don't think we will ever know how much we will affect people. But, you know, people will say things to me that, you know, you said something to me years ago. And I'm like, really? It's like, I said that? I'm like, wow. Sometimes I think I'm glad I said something that was positive and I wasn't in a bad mood that day, because in a bad mood we're stuck. But, you know, you never know how you're going to affect people. So, you know, the sooner you can decide to, you know what, I'm going to start standing up for myself, I guarantee someone else, at least one person will be inspired. And you have no idea who you're inspiring. You could be inspiring a Harriet Tubman, a Gandhi, a anybody. You know, they could affect the world. So make that decision for yourself.
Absolutely. The thing is that there is help out there, and women need to know it. And the thing with abuse shelters is that they're hard to find. Call your police station and find out where they are. Tell them your situation, because you don't have to live like that. There's help. I don't care if you have no pennies. There's people that leave in the middle of the night and have success stories.
Even if you don't have to call the number right away, but what Natalie's saying is so key. You know, at least just get the number. At least have it. Have it and have it in your safekeeping towards you know you have it, you know? So when you need it, you don't have to go looking or calling. It'll be your ace in the hole. It'll be your safety net. At least you know you have it, you know? And you don't have to use it right away, but at least you know you have it. Maybe a couple different options. So, you know, consider that.
Mm-hmm. And then I think, too, the other thing I wanted to point out is a lot of women who, not even like women who are in relationships per se, boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband, wife, you know, there are a lot of women out there who just hop from guy to guy and let the guys, different men, abuse them. And they do a lot of that in front of their children. So when you have young children in the house, whether it be girls or especially boys, you're letting those boys and those girls know it's okay to do it. So when 9 times out of 10, when they grow up, they're going to want to do stuff like that too. You know, and it's like, I have 2 boys. I'm a single mother. But my kids know better that you don't raise your hand to a woman. You know, and they're like, well, Ma, what if they raise a hand to me? I said, you do the manly thing and you walk away. I said, and you go tell somebody in a position of authority and you deal with it. I said, you don't put your hands on them. It's as simple as that. It's very clear cut with me. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I was a little disturbed. Back when all that stuff happened with Chris Brown and Rihanna, and that was such a big thing in the news, they did a discussion on Hot Topics on The View. And Whoopi Goldberg said on air that if a woman or a girl puts their hands on you, you have the right to defend yourself and hit them back. And she was referring to that situation. I personally don't agree. So what is your take on that?
Is this for me or for Natalie?
Both of you. For both of you.
Go ahead, Natalie. I'll let you go first.
All right. No, I absolutely do not agree with that. There's no way. Most of the time, men are stronger than women. You can walk away from that. Nobody should be hitting each other. The end. You know what I mean? But if if that ends up happening, then you need to walk away. It shouldn't even escalate to a place like that. I don't agree with Whoopi at all. Defending yourself by hitting, no. You can defend yourself by, like, you know, putting your hands up and making sure that you're not going to get hit. But to hit back, that's not defense.
Right. You know? Let me jump off. Let me jump off on a keyword that you actually said right there, Natalie. Is when you hit back, you absolutely escalate the situation, and that's not what you want to do. You don't want to escalate the situation. You know, if in fact, let's go with the fact that you have to hit back. Let's go with that worst case scenario. If you have to hit back, your intention to begin with is to de-escalate the situation. So you're not. We're talking about the reason why you're hitting back is because, first of all, maybe your life is threatened, or you're defending yourself from maybe your kid is there or something like that, where you have to do it from a safety standpoint. I'm not just talking about just because someone hit you. I'm talking about because you're in a corner. You're boxed into a corner and you have to get out of that situation. That's a little different. Now, if it's just a situation where you can get out and walk away, that situation needs to be de-escalated in the most appropriate way possible. Sometimes it's walking away. Sometimes, with what I train and how I train these women, it might be actually, blocking the punch if they're skilled to do that, or being able to take the person down and then run. But you're escalating the situation so you can actually move and get away. We're not talking about doing a boxing match, a beam match here. Mm-hmm. That's the absolute wrong thing to do. So what you want to do is it's always in the context of de-escalation. And that's what we actually teach these women how to do, is always de-escalate and control the situation. It's either de-escalate, control, and leave, or de-escalate and leave, or just leave. It's always de-escalation. It's in the context of that. I'm sorry, go ahead, Natalie.
No, I'm in complete agreement with that it's just the escalation of hitting each other is not defending yourself. This isn't.
Right.
You can walk away, you can run away, and that's what I love so much about what Kiko does, is he teaches you how to do just that, take somebody down, get your butt out of there. Get him.
Right, and then run.
Yeah.
And also, before, I think even more importantly, we teach the aspect of knowing how to avoid that situation altogether, is not even let it get into that sort of situation. Knowing that a situation is about to arise and being able to remove yourself from that situation before it even gets to that. I mean, that level of awareness to know that, hey, okay, this is about to happen. I want to take care of myself. I want to put myself in the best position possible. And to do that, I have to remove myself from this particular situation. So a lot of the times, I will leave, I'll take somebody with me, I'll take my wife with me away. I'm like, all right, babe, it's actually time to go because, whether it be this club or this restaurant, whatever the case may be, it's getting kind of out of control and things are getting kind of crazy here. So, you have to learn, I think everyone, all of us need to learn how to trust our instinct. And knowing that, hey, if you have a feeling that it's not safe, or you have a feeling or an instinct in your mind saying, a thought, okay, maybe I should get out of here, then it's probably a good thing because your body communicates with you constantly. When you have that gut feeling or something, your body is picking up on a vibration that's a negative or a weird vibration, and it's trying to communicate with you to, hey, we're going to make you feel uncomfortable so you can, listen to what's going on so you can actually make the proper adjustment. Well, listen to your body. Listen to your instinct. Listen to your gut. That's why they call it gut feeling. Because your guts actually literally communicate with you. It's kind of weird, but your organs and your body are sensitive. They pick up vibrations, and they react to it. So you got to listen to yourself. You got to keep training yourself to listen to yourself.
Absolutely. Now, Kiko, the last time you were on, we talked about you going around and doing, speeches to girls and stuff. Are you guys still doing that? Is Natalie involved with you in that as well?
No, not speeches in that aspect. No, we're actually reformulating the program, and we're actually reformulating like a class structure, because what we want to do is we want to get it involved in the educational system. I'm not going to say too much about that until it's more formulated, but we're going at it at a different aspect to be more effective.
Okay, that's cool. Now, for everyone in the chat room, I began the chat with everybody's websites. So every website you can get in touch with Natalie on is in there, and every website you can get in touch with Kiko is in the chat room. So just go ahead and check it out. Those are all typed in there. I got ahead of myself today. I'm so proud of myself.
Oh, awesome.
And I have to say, if anyone has any questions, do what Natalie said. Feel free to contact either Safe Passage or an area or some sort of a shelter around you, or if you just have a question, shoot me an email or something like that, or shoot me an email or on Facebook. I'll definitely reply, and I might even respond with like a video if I'm feeling like my makeup's on right, but I would love to be able to continue to make a difference in any aspect possible. Right now, it's just we're all trying to figure out what's the most effective way that we can actually make a difference.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I put all those links in the chat room. We do have a caller I'm going to pick up, okay? So hang on. Don't go nowhere. We have area code 205. You're on the phone with Natalie and Kiko. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Victor Brown, and I'm calling from Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, Victor.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Fabulous.
Great, great. Well, I'm so excited. I was about to actually was getting some information for a call out in Los Angeles for another Blog Talk Radio show, and then I saw the domestic violence piece, and I'm involved along with my wife in an organization called Jefferson County Coordinated Community Response, and we're very active in the domestic violence awareness community and have been to the two national coalition domestic violence conferences and just really embracing the whole movement. So I was so thrilled to hear you all on the air tonight, and I just wanted to say that we are looking forward to learning more about what you're doing. I'm going to try to get home and find the chat room or the websites and get out on Facebook and connect with you, and just want to support what you're doing in any way we can, learn more about your curriculum developed, and share best practices of what we're doing to come together with the police departments and the judges and the criminal justice system, YWCA, and other agencies. But just wanted to reach out to you and just say that I'm really enjoying this call, and I can't wait for us to see what we can do to support you and also to let you know what's happening in Birmingham, Alabama, and in other cities that we'll be trying to support as well.
That's fabulous.
That's awesome. Go to our website at www.safepassagehome.org and, you know, become a member of whatever we got going on there. And it's so wonderful that you're all the work you're doing, because it's in every neighborhood.
Yes.
Just like we said, it's not happening just in particular areas. It's everywhere.
Absolutely. My wife was held hostage for 2 years by this guy she met on her job, a stranger, and he ended up coming into her home and just did some violent things. And a lot of it just happened right there in the home. And before then, like y'all was saying earlier, she had a pattern of going from one relationship to another before we met, and had to make up in her mind at that point where that last victimizer came into her life. She had to decide, I'm not going to live like this anymore. I'm not going to allow somebody to abuse me. And she, once she made that decision, similar to what y'all said earlier, she refused. I mean, if anybody tried to even think about doing something to her, she would basically take them out at this point.
Hmm.
So it really is to that person that somebody wants to abuse or treat as a victim, to really get to that resolve and then take advantage of all those great resources. You're so right. There's so many resources out there, and I'm just so thrilled that I was able to call in tonight.
Thank you so much for calling in, and we definitely commend you, and I think we're going to learn so much all from each other. So, you know, thank you so much for calling in as well, man.
Absolutely.
That's amazing what you're doing already.
Well, the website is safepassagehome.org, and that takes you to the website Natalie was telling you about. And then if you go to startishradio.com, I have a list of links of Kiko's websites, any other websites that you could think of to get in touch with Kiko or Natalie, via Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace, and stuff like that. So this way you can just pull them all off and introduce yourself.
I have Facebook up under my name. You can see. You know,
it's under there, too. I have. Yep. You have the Facebook, you have the MySpace, right, Natalie?
Yeah. I usually use my Facebook the most. I don't go to MySpace that often. So
okay.
If anybody has any, you know, just hit me up on Facebook, and I take all the messages and, you know, that are reach out messages about fitness, about, you know, domestic violence or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So if so yeah, this way you could get the spellings of everybody's names and you can connect and kind of talk about this stuff.
Great. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Well, we thank you very much for stumbling upon us tonight.
Yes, absolutely. I was really pleased to find you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Uh-huh. Have a good night. Bye.
Wow. You see, just never know. You know what I mean? You just never, ever know. Well, you know what? All those links are available in the chat room on my website. And this way, one-stop shop, go to safepassagehome.org as well, and you'll be able to pick up a lot of wonderful, wonderful resources there as well. Let me just dive in here a little bit to the entertainment business and see what's going on with you two beautiful people.
Okay.
As far as the entertainment world goes. Now, Natalie, tell me what you're doing.
What I'm doing right now is I am creating my own fitness company, and I'm creating a kids program under Barry's Boot Camp, and that's what I'm focusing most on. My company is called Super Bodies by Nat. I'm lining my own philosophy, and that's what I'm working on the most right now. My web series is still doing really well, but I'm flying to Houston for that, but I put on hold my acting career for a little bit because I want to have my own brand in fitness.
Wonderful. Good. You could come whip my fat ass into shape.
Oh, God, look at you, Joanne. I love you. No, she pulled no punches, folks, ladies and gentlemen. No punches pulled by Joanne.
No, not for
I love
me.
It.
Not
at all.
I come with a lot of baggage, though, Natalie. God, everybody walks away from me when I tell them my story. They're like, what? Really? I'll send you an email. You'll be like, huh? Sorry, Joanne, you got too many issues. Oh,
dude, you would be surprised.
Oh, gosh. Well, I was saying to you, you're getting ready to do a movie. Sebastian is called with Gregory J. Martin as the director.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gregory wrote on my wall for the event. Gregory's another good friend of Stardust, and we actually are from the same place. We're both from Yonkers, New York, and it's like this 6 degrees of separation. You know, you just never know. I had him on to promote a couple of movies that he was doing, and turned out that his aunt was my best friend in high school. See, you just never know. So he let me know that you were part of the movie and he was going to try and call in, but I see that he didn't get a chance to. So tell me about that.
Well, we're starting to shoot tomorrow, actually. So I wanted to touch on something Nat just said as far as, I took a break from the acting side of my career for a little while, too, to focus more on, like creating my brand with what I'm doing as well. But, you know, things that are more based on just empowerment and things that make because we're so much more, I think all of us, but particularly Natalie and myself, we're more than just actors, you know. There's so many other facets of our personality and our lives that we want to be fully expressed in. So, I just definitely commend Natalie as well for taking a step back. Because sometimes it's hard to do, but when you step back from your acting career, or anything per se, but your acting career, you get to get a broader perspective of life and what's important. So I'm just now really recently, I know it kind of didn't seem like it, but I'm just now coming back to my career right now. I took a few months off and a while actually, 6 or 8 months or so, something like that. And now I'm back acting. So I'll be starting tomorrow with Gregory Martin, that film Sebastian, and I think it was shooting a few days on that. That kind of came out of, actually off of Facebook. You know, he and I became friends on Facebook, and it just one thing led to another, and he said, hey, you want to meet the producers? I was like, yeah, of course. And then I went and read, and we all vibed together. So that, and I think I told you about Tekken that's coming out 2010. There's another film, I Am, that's probably going to end up going to Sundance and doing different things like probably there's a voiceover radio commercial that I'm shooting and There's this new series, I think a mid-season replacement called Miami Trauma. So I play a dive master. Do I know how to dive? No, ladies and gentlemen, I don't, but I can act like I will. Just don't put me in the water because I won't know what I'm doing with that scuba gear. But I'm definitely willing to learn anything, especially scuba. I think that's a lot of fun. Just not with the sharks.
Oh, God, no. See, you better not. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Give me the little fishies. Give me those little things. Give me, tropical, exotic.
I have two words for that. Stunt double. There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
That's the smart thing.
Well, Greg Vaughn is in that movie, Sebastian, too.
I saw him last week.
Isn't that terrible? I can't even get into that. I'm so upset over what they did to him over there. But that's for a whole other conversation.
I was talking with him last week, too, and it's always for the better. You know what I mean? It's always for the better.
I
know. I was talking about fire for my job, and, it was a good thing. Number of closes, another one opens. World of possibilities.
It's true. And you know what? He couldn't be in better company. Gregory is a fantastic guy. And, look, he's got you. And I know Gregory always brings great people into his film. So
You know who else is in that? Dee Wallace is in that as well. Dee Wallace?
Really?
She was,
Yeah,
she's in. She's really cool lady. I sat next to her in the table read. Really cool, beautiful. I don't know, what her age is, but she, great personality. Just wonderful lady.
Oh, wonderful! See, that's great. Well, I couldn't be more proud of the both of you. I swear, Natalie, you've definitely made your mark on Stardust. So whenever you're doing something now, you have to come back. And Kiko will tell you, I'll email you relentlessly to have you come back.
Listen, I'm with it. Get me involved.
Absolutely. I want you with everything.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, anytime. But before I let you go, I have to ask you to do me two favors because I had a friend of mine who works for UPS, so he couldn't listen to the show because of the whole driving thing and whatnot. And he's a huge fan of yours. And when he saw that you were coming on the show, Natalie, he told me how smitten he was with you. So I need you to give a nice hello to Christopher Zukowski and tell him how sorry he is that he missed the show.
Okay. Christopher Zukowski, I'm so sad that I didn't get to talk to you. Shout out to you. Look forward to talking to you the next time I'm on the air, baby. Call in.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, she has to do a Stardust Radio promo, Kiko. You know that's standard on my show.
That's in the contract, baby.
Yeah, well, boy, I got turned down the other day, but that's another story. You just got to say, hey, this is Natalie Ritano on Stardust Radio, however you want to do it. I'm recording, so whenever you're ready.
Hi, I'm Natalie Ritano, and I'm on Stardust Radio.
Perfect, and it couldn't be better. Kiko, Natalie, always a pleasure. Kiko, I love you to death, and thank you so much for those wonderful comments you left on that article they did on me.
Aww.
Yes. I just
speak
it out here, baby.
Yeah, I'll send you the link on Facebook, Natalie, so you can see what he wrote. It's so, so cute. So
please,
everybody, please follow all those links I'm putting into the chat room as we speak. Don't be afraid to ask for help is the message here. Definitely don't be afraid. And
The strongest muscle is your vocal muscle. So speak up. You got to speak up to somebody. So exercise that muscle. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. All right. Well, don't forget, guys, tomorrow, Wednesday, Eric Martinez is boxing with DMX. Did you hear that? Oh, you missed the intro. DMX is going into a celebrity fight match with CEO of Power Moves Entertainment, Eric Martinez. He's coming on Wednesday to talk about that. Antonio Sabato Jr. is coming on to talk about his reality, the end of his reality series, My Antonio.
I'm calling in for that one, sorry.
Girl, you need to, because he dumped that girl, Brooke. He dumped her! He's available. He's available.
Well, I'm not dating anybody who goes on a show and does anything ridiculous like that. Please. Come on now.
All right.
The wrong one too on top of it. Sorry about it. I can't.
Oh God, we gotta show Antonio some love. I love my Antonio.
Listen, I know, and you know what? He's one of my Italian paisans. I gotta give him some more love.
Tell
him he wants a real Italian girl. He should holler my way.
Oh, God, I'm sending him to you. You see, you don't know what you just started, Natalie. You don't know.
I love Yvonne, too, man. I love her. I love her kind of mom, because I'll tell you what, I would watch after my son like that, too.
You know what? I had her on my show last week, and, boy, we got down and dirty about that, too. I said I would do the same thing. I got two kids.
Yeah.
They're both boys, and I'd be the same exact way. Watch. Wait till you look on my Facebook profile, and you see my kids, and you'll see why. So, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I might have to call in when you have him and be like, look, come on, you need
you
to
should.
Call him an Italian girl.
You see, now I'm just going to have to hook you up. You see, you don't understand. This is what we got to do now. You started something here. You opened a can of worms there, Natalie.
Uh-oh, maybe that's my husband. I'm looking. Come on.
You see that? Let's go. All right, very good. Mrs. Lovato. All right, well, you guys have a wonderful night, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Love you, Joanne.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.